Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Bishop Gerald Kikanas of Tucson, Arizona, recently took part in this year's Holy Land Coordination Visit, an annual visit on the part of a delegation of bishops from across Europe and North America in solidarity with the Christian churches in the region. This year, the bishop's pilgrimage included meetings with Christian communities in Bethlehem, Beit Jala, Madaba, and Zarqa. But also for Bishop Kikanas, chair of the Board of Catholic Relief Services, meetings with the people of Gaza in the aftermath of the air raids and bombings that recently took place there. I travelled with the delegation of bishops and found a moment to ask Bishop Kikanas for an eyewitness account of his fact-finding visit. Stay tuned.
We did have an opportunity to see some of the damage that occurred during the recent bombing. It was very strategic bombing because you could see individual buildings that were struck, like the Office of Ministry, one of the ministries there, where the building was totally destroyed, a stadium which was totally destroyed in the midst of a neighborhood. There was collateral damage, of course, to some of the adjacent buildings, but the massive destruction occurred in the buildings that were targeted. What was very moving was to hear the terror that people felt during that time, because the bombings took place at night. There was no electricity. People were terrified hearing the explosions. And then they talked about hearing the sound, the whir of the drones, and how terrifying it was for the children being in the darkened home, hearing these noises, not knowing whether one of these bombs would strike their own home. I mean, it's almost unimaginable how people had to live in such terror and fear. And one of the things that people said to us was it was not only this experience, but the recalling of the previous destructions that took place in Gaza. It kind of brought it all back. So it was like a second trauma to have to endure. We had an opportunity to talk to a number of young adults in Gaza. It's amazing to me their daunting spirit, despite all of the challenges of being in an occupied area, despite all the challenges of just having survived another bombing experience. Nevertheless, they have hope. They have confidence that somehow things are going to get better. But they describe very vividly the experience with their families. One woman has three boys, and she said that she was just so concerned how to keep her children inside. She had taken part in a program the Catholic Relief Services conducts, which is a risk reduction program, helping parents to know what to do with children during war situations and siege. And so she had them inside. They were not able to go out for the days during the bombing. And she was trying to entertain them and using some of the things she had learned about how to keep children occupied during this and how to alleviate some of their fears, because she said some of the boys were actually shaking, worried that somehow the next bomb was going to strike their home. Another man talked about how his wife was pregnant, and he lives in a zone in Gaza which is very susceptible to bombing because there are government areas there. And he had her move in with her parents, which was a little safer area of Gaza, and he was calling her every day, praying to God that she wouldn't give birth because they didn't know they could get her to the hospital. The ambulances are not easily available. We're not willing to drive into certain areas. And he was responsible then for the three children they had, and he brought them into one room in the house, which he thought was the safest room in the house. And there they huddled and stayed during the whole siege. So, you know, you can see that this was obviously a terrifying moment for many people, and one that certainly leaves its scars.
It was an emotional visit for you personally.
Very much so, especially listening to these young adults who are obviously eager to make a success with their lives, to do something valuable with their lives. You know, the one amazing thing about people on the West Bank and in Gaza is that they're very well educated. As one young person said to us, we have nothing else to do but to study. And they are studying, they are learning, they're developing skills. The sad part is, of course, they have no opportunity to use those skills. We heard here in Bethlehem that unemployment is about 50%, and that a young person who has a degree has little opportunity to work. Well, of course, it's even worse in Gaza. There just is no work. So it was a very moving experience.
And you were listening there to Bishop Gerald Kikanas of Tucson, Arizona, chair of the Board of Catholic Relief Services. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.